Chapter 8. David Comes Back. The community now did not have an alpha male, and many of the chimpanzees were surprised and worried. It was a good time for Luther to show that he was the strongest animal. He could move up the hierarchy and maybe become the alpha male. Luther began with threats to the other males. He wanted to show them that he was stronger than them. Many of the other males were now submissive to him. But he did not only attack the males, he started to attack the females and the children. He shook trees and threw stones. All of the community, males and females, were now very frightened of this crazy, angry male. But a few kilometers from the group, David was not dead. He was still very ill, but he could move and he found food. Maybe he could get back to the group, but he needed to move quickly before another chimpanzee became the alpha male. A few days after the night of the attack, he started to walk back to the group. It was a 10-kilometer journey under a very hot sun. David knew that he had to meet Luther first and use threats to make Luther afraid. He did not want to fight Luther again because he was ill and Luther was now stronger than him. He got near to the group and there was Luther. David stood up high on two legs, and the hair on his head and body was standing up too. He looked big and strong. And suddenly, Luther, the stronger animal, was submissive. Then David went to see KL, and they started to groom. KL and David were still good friends. After that, David did not want to communicate with Luther. This showed that David was still the alpha male. "I was watching Luther," says Mark McEwen. "He tried to get near to David and groom him a few times. Every time Luther came near to him, David turned away, and sometimes he made threats. David never forgot the attack." John Brown was watching Luther too. "Luther often looked hard at David's face," he says. "Maybe he was hoping that David wasn't angry with him, but David didn't look back at him. I remembered my own children. They do something naughty and then they watch me. Will I be angry with them? They don't know." "I was surprised that it was easy for David," says Mark McEwen. "He came back to the group and he knew that Luther might attack him again. But suddenly Luther was frightened. He was a smaller animal, not strong anymore." The other males now all wanted to be friends with David. His only real friend was KL, but he had to make friends with some of his old enemies. An alpha male needs a lot of good friends. The cuts and bites on David's body, arms and legs still hurt a lot, and he was not very strong. After a few weeks, the wet season arrived. There was more food, and David started to get better quickly. He stayed away from the group a lot, alone. He did not want them to see that he had problems. Luther had to show that he was the strongest animal. David looked big and strong